you can do your rendition.
Right.
No?
Where my voice cracks and I go.
No, because yesterday we opened a show and...
what did I say?
You said you're a dancer, not a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the first time I ever heard that. I was like, I didn't know you were a dancer.
I bust a move here and there.
Evidently.
Yeah.
What do you know about cooking? Evidently you do. What a day it's been so far, Mo. What a day.
Some spooky music.
Uh-oh. I think Will's been influenced by Backrooms. He's been influenced by Giga Chad.
Yeah.
And he's forced us all to sit through it as well. Big Liminal guy.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. Big Liminal. Big Willie Do Big Liminal. Shout out to everybody joining us here today. Mo just reminded me it's Friday.
It is.
And even though he says he's not a singer, he broke into the Rebecca Black.
Black, yeah. Wow, what a throwback.
I don't even know how you reach for that.
I don't know how that came up.
But also imagine if you were her and you, like, people couldn't even say a day for a while without you being involved. Like, you can just say Friday and all of a sudden you're going, like, it's crazy. What are we, like, 20 years? That feels like...
That was a long time.
That was medieval times. That was medieval YouTube times.
Yeah. Gotta get down on Friday.
Whenever that was going on. How's the technical stuff going, Will? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Solid 9.
9 out of 10. We'll take it. We're going to take that to the bank and cash it.
Okay.
Question number 2. What's your 1 to 10 ranking on NFTs at the moment?
Still 3.
It's a 3. It's been holding steady at a 3. He leaves some room on the upside. Not much on the downside.
No.
Mo is a stress fest, a bucket of stress today.
No.
And the reason being is because his investments have been getting hammered.
It's a red day.
Yeah. His investments, and he's on the hook because he manages a lot of other people's money as a manager. And
he's a manager now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a different type of stress because it's like your personal investments, but also this information that you've been... Right. These other people that entrusted you with their funds.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
And then also what you put out into the world when you're constantly pumping this variety of investments to the general public, taking advantage of their enthusiasm.
No.
Shout out Suburban Beard. Shout out Michael. Of course, I'm joking. Mm-hmm. Oh, a full disclaimer.
I am not a financial advisor.
There you go. There you go. We made it to 38 seconds in the show before getting a full out disclaimer. Shout out Mo Money, no problem.
Love it.
CNN Plus Ultra. Let's go. There's Willie Do, and he can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. You're getting skilled with all your knobs and buttons over there. You know that?
I'm trying.
And I'm getting ready to, like, redo that whole thing over there.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, man.
What time to be alive? Everybody knows something about a Friday. I'm sure people got plans this weekend. Probably the weather. I don't know. It depends where you are. Weather might get in the way. If you're around here, Mo's real worried about some type of thunderstorm or something. I don't know what his plans were.
A lot of rain.
Elon is in a thunderstorm himself. A different
nice segue.
A different type of thunderstorm. You might call it a meltdown? No, you wouldn't call it a meltdown.
A shit storm.
Hey,
okay?
Man, oh my God.
I said it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can smell the frustration.
Yeah.
It's not what I was looking for. It was like the other day we were talking about meltdowns and we were talking about, what was the other one? Not quite meltdown, but we liked it.
I
can't remember. It was very similar to meltdown, but it was something else. Anyway, he's under fire. Elon Musk called. He's been accused of sexually harassing a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And I guess he's denying it. The story you've picked here, he called the woman who accused him a far left actor with a major political axe to grind. Well, he doesn't sound like quite a fan of this individual making these accusations. Uh-huh. Though I wouldn't be surprised for that to be the case. He'd been accused of such things. Chances are it's not super rosy between the parties involved. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tiberius Baxter. Elon Musk used Twitter on Thursday to rebut a woman's claim of sexual harassment. Musk called the accusations utterly untrue and called the person who talked to Insider a liar. Shout out Jesse. He feels you, Mo. He lost a lot of money this week, and it's more money than he made throughout his entire 20s that he's lost. Do you feel a little bit responsible?
No.
As his financial advisor, as the financial advisor, because I feel like you should take 1%.
Right. No, I don't.
You take zero.
I take 0%.
I apologize, Jesse. He's taking zero.
But I feel your pain, dude.
I was hoping he would take one from you. He also called the source a far left activist / actress in L.A. with a major political axe to grind. Well, it's all political these days with Elon. It's very political. It's very left-right, mm-hmm. seems. Ever since this Twitter conversation started kicking off and the free speech stuff, and I'm not saying it wasn't there beforehand, but it's like it's very left-right, and that's very binary. Even though he came on and said, also on Twitter, oh, wouldn't it be nice if it was something more towards the center? But then if you're shouting left-right at everybody, you can't be surprised that they lose sight of the center.
He also said he's going to vote Republican.
Shout out Gomez. That's what, but he's saying given the options that are available. I'm just saying, every time you say left-right, you embolden the idea of left-right. Like even if I'm to come over here on this camera right here and say, there is no left-right. Well, I just identified left-right.
Right.
I just suggested the existence. It's like a horror movie. Like, don't say the name.
Right.
It's the boogeyman or the political boogeyman is to say left or right. And no, the new political boogeyman is far left and far right. That's what it is now. Did you know that? Plus, I'm driving. I'm out there. I got a little story about that. But first off, I'm seeing campaign signs that say indifference never changed anything. Did you see these?
No, that's pretty heavy.
It's a white sign, and then that's all it says, and it's just trying to get you to vote.
Right.
It's not telling you who to vote for. It's just saying to vote.
Right.
But you know there could be some agenda associated with it because it's not easy putting all these signs all over the place. But everybody's people. Everybody. You're a person in this world. You are a guy in the world, much like Willie do. And you walk around, and they start shouting directions at you, left and right.
Yeah.
And you start to think, good Lord, I must be something. I got to be in here somewhere. But it's so binary.
Yeah.
It's so hard to have your position coincide with all of the positions associated with these descriptions. Mm-hmm. You got to be all in. You got to be all left. You got to be all right. Never mind.
All right?
You got to be all right. Yeah. Never mind if you want to get to the extent of being on the far side of things, but let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, you got left, you got right, and you got CNN Ultra right in the middle. No, I don't know, man. Just you got to make an effort because there's lots to choose from that is not even trying to hide the fact that there's a really strong agenda and a really strict vision and position. And there's really not an honest attempt to see both sides to a lot of stuff that's out there. It really truly makes you feel as though your own behavior has to be binary, which is the tough way to live. Anyway, back to this story here. Insider published a report early Thursday. He scrolled at the worst time ever, in which Musk was accused of exposing himself during a massage and offering to buy a horse for a SpaceX flight attendant if she were willing to perform a sex act on him. About 7 hours after the piece was published, Musk responded to a Twitter user who wrote, "Where were these wild accusations before he took a stand against the establishment?" To which he responded, "Exactly," adding that the wild accusations were utterly untrue. He then called out a friend of the flight attendant who had made the claims and who talked to Insider for the article, but I have a challenge to this liar who claims their friend saw me exposed, described just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known by the public. She won't be able to do so because it never happened. Shout out Jones. He went on to describe his woman's friend as a far-left activist actress in L.A. with a major political axe to grind. Asked by a Twitter user whether Musk responded to Insider's request for comment, he tweeted, "No, it was clear that their only goal was a hit piece to interfere with the Twitter acquisition. The story was written before they even talked to me." I don't know if he's been accused of such things in the past. Obviously, these type of accusations, they exist for many high-profile individuals. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe not many, but it's not unprecedented, I should say, that you would have something like this go down. I mean, it's really hard to weigh in on it. It's an accusation. And this is one of the troubles with these type of human interactions, is that you have an accusation. You don't have too many tangible things to hold on to.
Right.
When you're running your analysis, your mental analysis of what to think. You have one person saying one thing, another person saying another thing, and seemingly some type of event that took place in private. Mm-hmm. And so you just sit there like, well, I don't know, who has the, what could possible motive be? I mean, for him, it's obvious what the motive would be for the misconduct. He obviously would, it would be your typical perverted motive. Then on the flip side, you would have to try to concoct what a motive might be to disparage him. There's a lot of people that aren't the biggest fans of him. But either way, it's impossible without some sort of investigation to know probably the reason why he's got all getting detailed about his scars and tattoos. I wonder what he's got going on under the belt there.
Right.
His wildlife.
I don't know. PayPal. Something must be going on.
Yeah, you're right. He
outed the fact that there's something distinctive going on below the belt.
Did, yeah.
Which is pretty wild.
You think tattoo or scar? Because those were the two he mentioned.
You know what? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But probably both.
Probably it's a tattoo both. Of a scar.
Yeah. I select option A and B. And then what if the person guesses correctly? He's like, whoops, got me.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously wants something more specific than that. But that was famously in the Michael Jackson case where the kids who were affected, they asked them to describe his genitalia. And some of them could.
Oh.
The Michael Jackson case? Mm-hmm. But I mean, before there were settlements and whatever else. Or at least some of them took a crack at the description. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not unprecedented in these types of cases for that to be evidence. It's like, okay, you have been exposed. Explain this exposure to me.
Right.
But then, I mean, how the whole thing gets really wild. What are you doing? You're drawing a police sketch?
Oh my god!
Of the genitals, Mo. I'm not joking, man.
Just drawing the police sketch is funny to me.
I bet you it's happened. But anyway, here's what ended up happening. By the way, flight attendant, massage. There's a lot going on here.
Are you private jet?
SpaceX.
Yeah.
SpaceX flight attendant. What is a SpaceX flight attendant?
For his private jet.
So his private jet.
I don't think it has really anything to do with SpaceX specifically, but I think she worked under SpaceX.
All right. I apologize. I didn't bring the Wolverine today.
Ugh. Oh, no.
How dare you?
No, I'll figure it out. Okay. Okay. So SpaceX flight attendant. The company paid $250,000 for her silence. Well, she's not being very silent, though.
Yeah. Would there be a paper trail for this, you think?
Well, I would assume there might be some evidence of such a thing taking place, but when an accusation is flying and you're a guy like him, you got whatever billions of dollars, sometimes, and I'm just going to play both sides. Yeah, you could pay the hush money, silence money because something took place. You could also pay because you don't want the accusation, because the accusation is effective on its own. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying I know anything. I don't know anything. I didn't talk to anybody. Should I talk to anybody? This is CNN Ultra after all. Maybe I got to get somebody on here. Maybe. Let's see what people have to say. That's a nice edit. That's a nice cut. I'll work on that for you guys. But like, I'm also kind of limited. I'm 307 feet below the Earth's surface here. I got my limitations and I'm willing to describe them in detail, and they're full of tattoos and scars. I'll tell you that. Here's the thing. Regardless of what anybody knows about this situation, the accusations do appear to be effective in certain ways. And I know there's a lot of factors going on in the world right now, but the Tesla stock is getting hammered right now. And that's why we brought Mo on the show today.
Yeah. Not doing too good.
So Tesla, it was like probably the lowest it's been in a year. I think the lowest today was around 630 something USD right there, 633. It's sitting at 663 right now. We all know that Mo bought over 1,000, at over 1,000.
Just outing me.
Well, no, because the thing is, you know, people can feel better though.
This is true.
Because everybody did that. Yeah. You're not the only. You think you're the only one who did that?
No, we're in it together.
Yeah, guys. Shout out Jessel. Mm-hmm. What is that? What the hell is Otis? And what is it? I think he might have been in 1,000. Yeah. Did you hear the groaning?
He's unwell.
Elon. So getting hammered. I mean, tech stocks are getting hammered. Stock market getting hammered. Mm-hmm. But certainly an accusation ain't going to help you, Mo.
No.
How you explain to me how it's going to help you? It's
it
not.
It won't.
It can't.
Yeah.
It might take a minute to, but you, it's a thing on the internet, man. Anybody can say, somebody can come and say something about you, Mo.
Yeah.
Did you cross your T's and dot your I's in life? Mm-hmm. No. Did you? Or you got some open enders? Mm-hmm. You got some untied shoelaces?
Yeah, go on the hunt.
Yeah, you're dead, man. You're a dead man walking. You're about to trip over those untied shoelaces. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
That's why I keep the slides on.
What about you, Will? You squeaky clean or what?
Definitely not.
Woo-wee!
I'll admit it.
Woo-wee! I thought you were about to be a rubber ducky.
No, no. No.
Did you get that? Squeaky clean? No. Okay.
Oh, little dad joke.
Okay. Okay. CNN Ultra after all, so, you know.
All right.
Edit. Nice. Willie Doo's doing his snapping again, trying to get his dog over here. Being too much exploration. Oh, there he goes. He goes, Will goes, hey.
Yeah. Come here. He's waddling over. Yeah.
So anyway, look, man, honestly, you hope that, you hope this didn't happen. I mean, this is not, you hope this isn't the situation.
Right.
But things do happen in this world, and, These are some of the most complicated cases that exist, because, as I mentioned to you, sometimes you can have. I think as a public, we look at as any type of settlement as a admission of some type of guilt. Yeah, but I bet you settlements happen all the time that aren't even exactly that. And I'm not saying that that's what happened here. I'm just saying we got to keep our shades on in the sun. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Mo. You don't damage the eyesight.
Wow.
Apple display supplier BOE may lose all iPhone 14 orders after trying to cheat.
Ooh.
Cheat Apple?
BOE. What is this
going to be? Tim picked up the phone. He called him. He said, You did what? The problems faced by tertiary Apple display supplier BOE appear to have gone from bad to worse, according to a new report. The company is now in danger of losing all orders for the iPhone 14. Many of the company's displays were failing to pass quality control checks, and BOE reportedly tried to solve this by quietly changing the specs without telling Apple.
Oh, man.
Salacious.
Are you keeping something from me? BOE?
Wow.
Tim, it's Tim
what
here.
What specs are they changing?
I'm going to need to know. Chinese display manufacturer BOE was only ever third place in Apple's supply chain behind Samsung and LG, but was still hoping to make as many as 40 million OLED screens this year. It's like, we're in third place. That's still an order for 40 million. They come to you, yeah, Mo. Yeah. They come to you and they're like, you're going to be, we're going to add you in.
Okay.
It's going to be a small commitment.
Mm-hmm. How small are we talking?
We're going to need 40 million displays this year. Oh. And you're like, I'll get to work then. Where do I invest? BOE hit two problems, however. which put this number in doubt. First, it was struggling to buy enough display driver chips. As previously noted, these are one of the worst hit components in the global chip shortage. They're like, come on, Tim. Tim, please. Shortage. Please, Tim.
Yeah, but then you talk to Tim.
Please.
You don't secretly cheat.
Please,
no,
Tim.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Timmy, please.
Oh, chat's being spammed.
Timmy, please. Timmy, please. Such a global chip shortage.
BOE was experiencing poor yield rates. The proportion of units that pass quality control yield rates are always a challenge for Apple suppliers, as the company's specs are often tighter than those set by their smartphone makers. Thank you very much for that, 9to5 Mac. I knew there was a reason I loved Apple so much. Even Samsung Display, which is the most advanced OLED manufacturer out there. Shout out Daniel. He says, would I rather go versus Linus or Marquez in YouTuber boxing? Who? I mean, probably Linus, I guess, right?
Yeah, he might be scrappy, though.
I feel like Linus isn't going to have as much reach, but you're right. You never know.
Is Linus tall?
No.
I don't remember.
No, he's not. He probably weighs, you want me to guess like his specs?
His height.
His specs.
I can guess his specs.
Oh, he's not reaching.
He's in decent shape. Both those guys are in decent shape. Marquez is in great shape. He's jumping around, catching the
frisbees. And
yeah. I think you're supposed to call it. You're supposed to call it ultimate though, because it's.
Well, no, he's catching ultimate. The frisbees. No, he's not. I do anything with my hands.
Yeah. As soon as I get him going, he starts threatening me with his hands.
With my hands, yeah.
Pointing, and then I'm just goofing on you, Mo. That's all. Just making sure you're having a good time. Just making sure you're stretched out. That's all.
He's stretching.
Just remember, you're not.
This
is
me all the time.
Just remember, you're not untouchable. Okay. Just remember that.
Right.
No, I don't. I don't want to box any of these guys. But I guess you know, you watch these events take place, and it seems like people learn something about themselves, doesn't it?
Did you happen to see the previous boxing match that happened last weekend?
You're talking about iDubbbz?
iDubbbz, and he fought someone, but Harley from Epic Mealtime.
Yeah. Oh, that's right,
He called out Dr. Disrespect at the end of his fight, too.
Yeah, no, I saw a little bit of it. Apparently, I think people seem to like the production, as far as what I saw on the sentiment on social media.
Yeah.
Shout out, Gabriel. But it's, I don't know what it is. It's the phenomenon of the YouTuber boxing. People love it. I think there's something about the story of somebody doing something really difficult and vulnerable and so obviously physical, right? There's really nowhere to hide. You're in there. It's all on display and nobody really looks particularly elegant.
No.
And I think that's what we kind of like about it in a way. Those other guys, they got pretty serious with it. Those other guys are starting to look elegant. Jake Paul and those types.
Yeah.
But there appears to be some sort of appetite, obviously, at this point, because we've seen it across all types of spectrums here in the space. However, I don't think it's going to happen in the tech space. I highly doubt it.
I think it'd be funny.
But who knows? Who knows? Okay, so yes, yield rates when it comes to OLED displays, that was one of the issues early on in OLED, and even more so when it comes to big displays, not small ones, it's even tougher. And even Samsung themselves have struggled at times with yield rates, but you're going to have these really tight tolerances. Apple runs a tight ship. They're going to want to be as efficient as possible. There's an example. So Samsung has had yield rates as low as 60% for iPhone displays. That means you're throwing out 40%, or I guess recycling them or throwing them out or whatever. So a lot of people don't realize that it's very difficult at scale to be making these displays, and it's probably one of the reasons Apple doesn't do it themselves, I'm guessing. But you have Samsung, LG, and BOE are the three. However, in this case, I guess BOE was kind of being, at least allegedly, being a little shady. It changed the circuit width of the film transistors, presumably making them thicker and thus easier to manufacture. Unfortunately for BOE, that didn't go unnoticed by Apple. The company was caught having changed the circuit width of the thin film transistors on the OLED panels it made for iPhone 13. Done without Apple's approval in a likely bid to increase the yield rate, BOE tried to explain its actions, but it seems Apple was understandably unimpressed. The Chinese display panel sent a C-level executive and employees to Apple's headquarters following the incident to explain why they changed the circuit width of the transistors. They also asked the iPhone maker to approve the production of OLED panels for iPhone 14, but didn't receive a clear response from Apple. Cupertino seems poised to give another order for around 30 million OLED panels it intended to give BOE before the incident to Samsung Display and LG Display instead. Shout out person 1860. This is also shout out Vabby. This is one of those situations where you begin to realize the complexity of building these things. And you know, Will, because you've seen it firsthand.
Yes. And scale.
You were over there. You were walking around. You were marching around these type of facility.
With the hairnet and the
coat. You had quite a look going on.
Mm-hmm.
You had quite the drip, as the kids say.
Well, I don't know about that.
And you walked up and you were inspecting things. And I saw you pick things up.
I immediately started inspecting.
you had to sniff around a little bit. You had to see what's really going on.
Yeah.
And what do we discover? Holy cow. These are complex operations, very tight tolerances, and very kind of intense environments where you're doing the thing and then the person is watching you do the work over your shoulder the whole time. And
right.
It's an intense environment, and it kind of has to be because expectation of perfection, Mo, when you crack your phone open.
Mm-hmm. I want everything to work.
Out the box. Your whole perception of the brand is the perfection with which it's been manufactured.
Absolutely.
And you want perfection, don't you, Mo?
Mm-hmm.
As an investor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and as a buyer as well. Anyway, so we'll see what takes place with them. I don't know. Does this mean that the cost could possibly go up on the retail? I mean, these things are already pretty expensive to begin with. There was a shot of Willie Doo there for a split second with his outfit on. This was one of my favorite parts. Just slamming the phones. I'm like, let me check this out. Oh, baby. Here we go.
That hat you have on.
I mean, I told you it was a fit to it. I told you. Yeah, we thought for sure we're shattering at that height because they kept going up higher and higher. No shatter. No shatter zone.
Yeah.
So.
We should get one of those machines in.
Let's get one of those machines in here.
They're a cool machine.
You know what? I have an idea.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Let's get one of those machines in here.
Oh, what? Look at you thinking outside the box.
Apple's AR-VR headset nearing... good idea, by the way, Will. Apple's AR-VR headset nearing completion as board gets demo. Apple last week demonstrated its upcoming AR-VR headset to Apple board members, indicating that the device is in advanced stage of development and could see a debut in the not-too-distant future. This comes via Bloomberg and then Mac Rumors. Apple has also ramped up development of the software that runs the headset, with the software expected to be called Reality OS, or ROS for short. So they're going full Zuckerberg, aren't they? No? Go ahead, Will.
If it's AR, I feel like it's more comfortable calling it Reality OS.
Because
you're not in like a virtual world.
Kind of like an overlay. Reality overlay.
Hmm.
So you will be this headset.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, you're going to. I know that they apparently, from a hardware perspective, were aiming at something thinner and lighter than what we've seen in the past.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be expected to wear it all day. Imagine the future, a couple years from now, in this office, we just have these on all the time.
Yeah.
No? Yes? No?
Yeah.
No. Sure. Big no for you.
Not big no.
Small no.
Just a small no.
What's the problem, Mo?
This doesn't look light to me. It looks like, you know, remember the Max headphones?
It seems front heavy.
It seems front heavy, and I don't think that I would enjoy it.
I don't think this is the real...
Of course not, but if this is anything, if this is what we're basing the rumors off of, my answer right now would be no, because based off of this image, I don't think it would be very comfortable.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, not for Mo. So
ski goggles, yeah.
It will feature two 4K micro OLED displays, 15 camera modules, powerful processors equivalent to the M series chips, eye tracking capabilities, hand gesture support, spatial audio, and other features. When it launches, the headset is expected to cost somewhere around $3,000.
How much?
Yeah, they're not targeting mass market right away.
No.
They're targeting that early adopter first, unlike Will's favorite headset. Shout out Carson. Mm-hmm. Will's favorite headset is very accessible because he's all up in the Zuckerberg train.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, 400?
$399.
Yeah.
Quest. Mm-hmm. But that's VR, not AR. The question is, what do people really want to do? Do people want to be in the real world with the overlay, or do they want to be in the fake world completely at times and then unplug completely at times? Because it's funny. I'm one of these people. I can go from being like power user status, full engagement, full immersion, to just regular life and wanting to turn everything off. I'm kind of polar when it comes to...
Oh, you're like a light switch.
Well, when it comes to digital exposure, like I enjoy putting my stuff away for a while.
Oh, same.
But I also love it at times when I'm using it.
When you're fully immersed.
Yeah, so it's... I don't know what the humans are going to choose. Or if it will always be some sort of hybrid of both, or possibly a singular headset that can do both in the future. You can flip the VR switch or the AR switch and like some shade comes over the lenses and then
all of a sudden it's
full immersion, and then you pop the lens up and then it's you're seeing the overlay, the AR overlay.
But are you excited that it's getting closer?
I mean, I'm excited for new categories. Not going to lie, when it comes to the smartphone thing, NGO. Right, Mo?
Don't know what that means.
Not going to lie.
Oh, not going to lie.
Don't you ever do the texting, or are you too old for that?
No. $3,000 for a headset.
Okay, well, it's fringe for now. Mm-hmm. Early adopter.
But it's Apple.
Are you still unhappy with that? Even if it's just for early adopters, the $3,000 is a non-starter for you?
It just seems, yeah. I mean, again, I don't know what they're offering.
But you said you got a 10 CTR for
$1,700. Yeah.
Earlier.
Okay. The audience is like, what?
Remember?
Yeah.
I'll explain. Okay, so Mo decided he's going to save the Unbox Therapy channel with one single item that everybody in the world is going to want to see. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you sure about that? Because it's very hard to figure out what the hell people want to actually see and click on in this day and age. Because you get another some other random smartphone, NGO.
Yeah.
NGO.
Now that I know what it means, I want to say
I'm glad you're having fun. I'm glad you're having fun today, Will. I appreciate it.
Does that even make sense?
Absolutely not.
You just said.
Absolutely not. It's a way of me saying I'm not going to lie, because if I were to tell you the truth, then you would know that it's not a lot of people interested. It's just you got to read all the way. I save myself a sentence.
You got to fill in the blanks.
Save bionic reading.
Let me tell you something. The community, they know exactly what I'm doing.
Right. Okay.
They don't need to take a break or a pause. And now it's going to be all NGLs all day in the chat and in the comments. Shout out Laterverse. What can I say about it? I'm excited for new categories. I'm excited for things that aren't smartphones. I'm excited for tech that's different, that you get to experiment with and maybe have some little bit of that magic dust.
Excitement.
Do you know the magic dust when you can hold something and sort of be transported into the future? You it's like time travel.
Right.
You hold it and you're like, whoa. If this is a leap type of moment, they exist. I mean, I've been doing this.
You're talking about like BlackBerry keyboard to touchscreen iPhone moment.
When I was born,
we
ate dinner by candlelight.
Okay. NGL.
I'm saying we made a lot of progress in the 100 years I've been on this earth.
Uh-huh.
And there have been moments along the way, because I've been doing this for 10, 11, 12, I don't know. And there's been moments along the way where you had that magic dust.
Yeah.
You lifted it up, you saw the residual on your palm. So, oh, damn.
Yeah,
part of something. Cool happened here. And then there's been the opposite of that. Sandpaper. You pick it up and it's just wearing you down. So it will be cool to put our hands on something that is completely new category. See where that goes. See what that all means.
Right.
Evaluate. Analyze. NGO. How to use your iPhone as a white noise machine. Relaxation-inducing sounds are built right into your operating system. Get out of here.
You're going to love this.
I'm always downloading the apps. Is this your story?
No.
Oh. You were very excited.
I was, because it said white noise machine. And you get Lou started on white noise machines, yeah. Man. He goes deep.
He goes deep. Well, I go, you know, it's weird. It's, wasn't it the last episode that we were talking planes and eardrums?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, and you said 738 or something.
How did we get here? How did we get here, sir? Yeah. So, listen. White noise, critical.
Yeah.
And maybe you're traveling. I mean, obviously, the white noise dedicated machines, bigger speaker.
Sure.
Better low-end reproduction.
Which is what you need. You know?
Don't care. Will prefers the natural sound of an actual moving object to the point that he's a connoisseur to the extent that he turned himself into a aficionado to the extent that he's a bit of a fancy one now. Because you could bring up a white noise machine, he'd be like, no, 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 no. He'd be like, I need the OG.
A white noise sommelier.
The stuff.
Yeah.
And I had them all, so I know what you're talking about. And
yeah.
What's the name of the original one? M starts with an M or
Marpak?
Marpak, maybe. Or Mopak, Marpak. Anyway, this one has an actual moving element and then a grill that you adjust the size of the openings. Oh yeah, now they call it yoga sleep. How rude is that? How rude is that? It used to be called Marpak. And fighter pilots and stuff would use these things to people would use these things to get into the right more quickly into sleep and deeper and whatever else. I don't know. Some people might like it, some people might not, but I have this one, I have others. And the thing is, the bigger the unit, I don't need to explain acoustics on here, but the bigger the unit, likely the change in frequency to those pleasing tones.
Soothing. You might say soothing.
As opposed to...
Both kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, some people might like that.
No, some people do. And that's why you dial it in.
Yeah.
You got to dial it in.
Yeah.
Hey, no matter what it is in life, you better dial it in.
Right.
All right.
Here's an option. In a pinch, you don't have those machines and you want to run it on your phone. Now, in the past, I've been in this situation. I'm traveling. I don't bring the machine. I got to use my phone. Now, I would download an app. All the apps piss me off, every single one.
Because of the looping.
Piss me right off. I can hear the loop or they would drain battery too much or they would... not have the tone I'm looking for or just the speaker on the phone in general. But how about this? No nasty looking app. It's right in the phone, Will, according to you.
Well, according to The Verge.
For just these kinds of occasions, seasoned travelers will sometimes pack a travel white noise machine or use an app to get a little peace. But if you're carrying an iPhone running iOS 15, you've already got white noise feature built right into your phone's operating system. Here's how to set it up. Go to Settings, Accessibility, Audio, Visual. Under Hearing, Background Sounds, tap on the on-off toggle at the top of the page to start background sounds. Here are the noises you can pick from. Balanced noise, bright noise, dark noise, ocean, rain, stream. I'm going to have to try these out. I doubt they're going to be good enough. I doubt they're going to be as good as the Wolverine toy. Cushion, cushion, cushion. Cushion, cushion, cushion. But have a look, ladies and gentlemen.
I wonder if you can mix and match add two or three?
Well, you can with most of the apps.
So it becomes a jumbled mess.
Most of the apps, you can do a mixer for sure. Yeah. You do like a level 20. Oh, that's what I was going to mention. Just this is real quick. I'm not going to go too far off the beaten path here.
Okay.
I was driving the Tesla Plaid. I was driving in the track mode.
Okay.
Because everybody was like, well, you better shut the hell up until you drive in the track mode. But the track mode, they keep threatening you. It's all these warnings pop up like, hey, you better be on a closed track and this and that. And I'm just, wow. But I put it on because I really wanted to experience what the Plaid felt like with more control over the regen. And for sure, they can fix this in software. The thing that I'm irritated by, I just need another setting. I don't even need regen to be off completely. And I don't believe it's ever fully off on the Taycan either, but just setting it to like a level 30 gives me exactly the sensitivity I want in track mode.
Right.
And all the way on zero, I also had a chance to recognize the inferiority of the brakes on that car when you're actually using them instead of regen. It's like, it's
not elegant.
I don't think you would want it.
Okay.
But, so track mode lets you really tweak the car in such a way that you can kind of get what you want out of it. But I don't know how often it's not ideal to be driving around in track mode all the time. So it doesn't really solve my problem, but it goes to show you that if they just gave me in regular mode a 30% regen, I'm golden. I'm cruising. I'm golden.
So it's just software.
This is what I'm asking for, Elon. I know you're busy. I know there's accusations. I know Moe's massive hedge fund is selling all of its Tesla shares, stockpiles. But if you get a second, Elon, give me a 30% button on a driving config without going into track mode, and we're golden. All right? Deal? Sick. But yeah, regen's okay. It's just the amount that I care about. What are you showing me here, Will? Oh, how to find the sounds. Yeah. Well, I don't know. This seemed like maybe more work than just having the app. All of a sudden, I'm in the accessibility menu. How many taps am I getting here? I got to make a shortcut to the tap to get in there. But whatever. It's kind of cool it's in there.
Okay.
Mo, you doing anything?
I might try this.
Yeah.
Because you guys always talk about the white noise and how it's like a game changer. I never got into it.
You have a loud environment when you or quiet?
No, my house is pretty loud.
Just don't need it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I just don't need it.
Oh no, I'm just asking.
But don't you need it for the loud environment? Because it's supposed to balance everything out.
It's supposed to. Yeah. No, even I know, and that's what you guys say. But I never really even was interested. But if it's on a phone that I have already, why not give it a shot? I don't see myself buying a white noise machine.
Oh, you feel like at that point?
Yeah, like I've really committed at that point. But if it's a feature on my phone, okay, I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Well, I mean, we got to be clear with people here. Like, this is not, there have been ways to do this with the apps or even just launching a YouTube video and just letting it run. I mean, you can find a 10-hour loop of white noise, like no problem.
Right, yeah.
And every variety that ever exists is probably on there. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that Apple embedded it and found it to be, I guess, something people might use natively. Will you let us know?
I will. I will report back on Monday or Tuesday whenever.
Next week, you tell us what happened with your sleep over the weekend.
I'll do a ground. Yes. I'll sleep without it.
Yes.
And then I'll do one with it.
Can you please control the other parameters so they're all identical since this is a scientific study?
Right. Yeah.
So the time you go to bed, the time you eat, if you take a shower, like I just want the parameters to be identical.
No, I get it. But what else is important? The time in bed is, that's important.
Your diet.
What you do before bed, like when you last look at your screen, I think is going to be important.
Okay.
I don't want you looking at your phone right up until the last second.
Well, to turn it on,
just to turn it on. But I'm saying you're not watching. I don't want you watching 40.
An hour of no screen before bed?
I want an hour of no screen.
Okay, that's doable.
Let's do an hour.
It'll be a fun experiment. All right.
Okay, we'll get to the bottom of it. White noise versus not. And it'll be completely anecdotal. You'll come here and just tell us.
Yeah, I know.
I know, which is fine. Yeah. That's the best we're going to get out of this. All right. Even is for people that have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
I track my sleep, but still, there's other variables. There's so many variables.
Yeah.
Like last night, I'm playing hockey late. I couldn't fall asleep. I can't fall asleep if I exercise late.
Yeah, the adrenaline.
I was up till 2:30 a.m. because I had a game at 10:30 p.m., which was over by about midnight, and then I'm just fired up.
Yeah, all jazzed.
I'm just awake, and I'm laying there like, man, what am I doing? Because I'm waking up at the same time.
Yeah, the kids don't care when
my daughter's coming to get me. Yeah. I tell you what,
yeah.
Daddy, let's go.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Samsung's going to charge $500 to put your face on its fridge. That's probably something you would like, Mo.
Yeah, just my face in front of my
food. Well, I mean, like your family photos and stuff.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, I guess people do that. They put the magnets. I do that.
Yes, yeah. Or you know what you could do is you do a digital version of when your kids do the drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Just snap a photo of it. Now the drawings are all...
I don't like that.
That's not the same.
Go ahead, Mo.
I agree.
Go ahead, Will.
I don't like it.
Go ahead.
There's something.
This is Mr. Zuckerberg over here.
Yeah,
he doesn't like taking a photo of a drawing.
That's way too much.
But the rest of the time, give me the headset and full immersion.
Yeah.
Right.
And me and Mark can be best friends.
Yeah.
Who needs a family photo album when you have a fridge? I mean, it is a problem. People have so many photos on their phones and nowhere to put them. They know where to look at it. What are you passing around a tiny screen? Where do you put them?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if this is an entire photo frame, and then it changes throughout the
like a slideshow.
You know, he's not listening to me. I'm just snapping. I don't know why he's growling over there.
Yeah, but so it's a slideshow of pictures.
Yeah,
it's like Google Photos. Like you can put Google Photos on your TV,
yeah.
And it will just.
So why they got to charge you $500?
Yeah, what's that about?
Samsung's adding a new, extremely exploitable customization option to its line of bespoke refrigerators. Sling the company $500. Oh, like give them $500, and you can have any photo or image you like printed on the units. It's not a screen at all. It's actually printed there.
What?
Printed on the unit's double doors.
Okay.
Choose your favorite piece of artwork, a child's doodles, or just put your own face on your own fridge for no good reason at all.
Wait, $500?
Get out of here.
That's a lot.
Well, what are they? I mean, they got to print a whole custom front of a fridge.
No, I'm sure it's a vinyl.
Oh, you think so?
I think it's a vinyl.
It says print.
Yeah, you print on vinyl.
Oh, I thought they were screens.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Hold on.
The option is launching for buyers sometime later this year. And if you already own a bespoke fridge, you can order the door panels separately. I don't think it's a vinyl.
Oh my God, you're right.
The cost is $250 a panel, and Samsung says they'll take 8 weeks to print and ship. They're printing on the actual material.
Oh wow.
There's no way you're doing this.
Me, I'm doing.
You're doing?
Me, I do.
There's no way I'm doing this.
Me, I see I do.
Wow.
None of them. None of them speak to you, Mo. None of those
forever
patterns.
Mo, none.
Forever.
Mo, none.
None of these.
None.
Maybe the family.
Yes, that's
except
right.
The
that family.
That family in particular.
That's right. I mean,
they're not even a family. They're just three separate actors.
I mean, it's definitely crazy. Obviously, it's obviously
Getty Images.
It's obviously crazy, but. Do I care? No, not. This stuff is kind of boring, so I don't mind it seeing it get spiced up. I don't think, like, here's the thing, Mo, you can order, you're still going to have your original panels, and then you got your fancy ones, and every so often you mix it up, like your outfit. Go ahead, Mo.
My fridge doesn't need to dress up every day.
Go ahead, Mo.
I gotta put on an outfit every day.
You do?
My fridge doesn't need to do this.
No. Well, it definitely doesn't need to. But who knows? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what happens to your life if your fridge gets a personality?
You know, when it was a screen,
yeah.
I was like half on board, half off.
Yeah.
This being like a permanent panel that just printed and that cost $500.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to do this, actually... Why couldn't I just print on a vinyl?
So if it's a screen, you're half.
If it's a screen, I'm half. If it's a panel, I'm out.
You're zero.
I'm zero.
Okay. Will's going for the snap record today. Over there. He's tap dancing over there. Oh, yeah. He's
there's someone like outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
well,
a ghost or something.
I think it's a Giga Chad.
He's coming for us. With the music.
TikTok reportedly plans a major push into gaming and games live streamers could play with viewers. TikTok tested a Farmville-like in-app minigame last year. Everybody wants to extend the watch times. Mo. Build
Netflix is doing
build that. The communities. Mm-hmm. They all want to be like this one here.
Well, they can't.
They can't. They can try and fail.
Yeah.
You hear that, TikTok? Good luck.
This is CNN Ultra.
Yeah, good luck to you.
I think that's the first time I did it.
Are you not? You used to be so against it.
He's adopting it. Yeah.
You used to be part of the legal team.
Right.
You were the only member on the legal team. When it came to disclaimers, financial advice, guys. And CNN lawsuits, you were like,
guys, we can't do this.
You were the guy. Yeah. Now we got nobody. I'm terrified.
We're screwed.
No, I got to be the guy. Well, look, it turns out, remember what happened to Vine? They're like, kind of hard to make money here.
Yeah.
And TikTok's like, they're complaining about our CPMs. We need alternative monetization opportunities. Well, how do you get it? Well, first of all, the people had to be committed to a singular piece of content for more than 38 seconds.
Yeah.
For proper revenue share with a creator. And so they're like, all right, well, maybe gaming, maybe live streaming. People on Twitch make money. And it's diversified in terms of how revenue can work. And obviously YouTube is really well understood.
Yep.
From that front. Reuters reports TikTok is testing games for the app in Vietnam ahead of a major push into the space. A company representative confirmed tests of HTML5 minigames, saying, we're always looking at ways to enrich our platform and regularly test new features and integrations that bring value to our community. You know what that means, Will? Value to our community means ways to keep you on our platform longer.
Money.
Go ahead, Mo.
They just want to make more money or make money.
Can you do what you did earlier?
Money.
Look at you. You were like, before we started rolling on this show.
Oh, I went through a roller coaster of emotions.
Like the crevice there where the two cushions meet, you were in it.
I became the couch.
You were in it. I had to kind of pull you out of there. And now you're doing a whole presentation, a show.
Right.
You're doing a bit and you're just, you're making the people laugh.
Well, I hope so.
What changed for you?
What do you mean nothing changed? Oh, like before we were...
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a lot of sitting around waiting for the show to start. So
just like the audience.
Yeah. The audience was also sunk into a couch.
I see.
They're just waiting.
The show started and...
What is that? That was like a nostalgic commercial when the guy is just flat on the couch.
Is it the marijuana commercial?
Yes. It is.
Can we watch it? I don't know. I'm too young for this.
I think you can watch it. What do you mean by that? Like, it's not going to be copyright. It's a commercial. I don't know. We got the super chatters anyway, so we don't care.
Right.
But Will, I don't know. There's no way Will's going to, he's out of his league on this one.
No. Yeah, this one, right?
All right. Okay. Flat. Look at the title of that. Here we go.
Wow. What a strong
beat. It's a repo.
Is it this one?
I don't know. Well, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's really disturbing.
No. What?
Yeah. Look at it.
It's not that disturbing.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's part of it. Here we go.
Oh, God. Sounds like the parking lot of a Sublime concert in here.
Wait, is that real?
Oh, my Sublime God. Concert. Carol, something is wrong with Sarah. Oh, my God. Did you eat a Tide Pod?
No, this is like
this is
but that's the real image.
Yeah, but this isn't
which is
real.
So creepy. Oh,
well. We heard Tide Pod.
Well, that's
very disturbing.
Yeah, anyway, that was Mo before the show right there.
Yeah.
No. That's actually where
pretty good.
That's actually where they got the shot from.
The idea from?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
All right.
Ugh.
But you turned it around. You inflated yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now you're half.
I'm half on board.
Yeah, you're half. Remember from earlier.
Yeah. From
the outlet sources indicate a plan is for ad-supported games that draw from the library of its parent company, ByteDance, which could boost revenue and increase the amount of time people spend on the TikTok app, if that's even possible. Yeah, it's not. It's time, but it's more directed time in the sense that you are kind of in a less fluid state of moving through content and in such a skippy zone. Mm-hmm. Right? What did I advertise to you? I don't know. What did you watch? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. Where are you? What country are you in? I don't know.
What day play a game.
What the good day of the week was it? Mo, you're exhibiting the same behaviors as someone who's just suffered a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you know that song?
Mm-hmm. The Circus.
Yeah, but how do you know it? Yeah.
Isn't it just like used?
Used?
Almost everywhere because there's like no copyright to it, right? Anytime something silly happens, they just use that track.
Oh, some,
that should be our main.
Somebody recorded it. Somebody made it.
Right. At a time, yeah.
Yeah.
How old do you think that is?
Look at how he's going to search it.
It's going to be hard.
No, yeah. You can't. Come on. Really? All right. Play that one. Play that circus theme right there. Let's see.
Well, you already know.
What?
2008.
What
it sounds like.
What do you mean?
No, that's Britney Spears.
Oh.
What do you mean? What do you mean you already know?
Yeah, why do you want me to play it? Everyone knows the
oh,
song.
Oh, he know he wanted you to. They don't know the song, man. Can you hum it well? Like, just do your version, your rendition?
No, I'm not going to continue. I'm trying to look for the song.
Somebody wrote that. Da, da, da.
Yeah, this is not.
Yeah, here it is.
No.
Britney
this
Spears
is not
again.
How you do it. I don't even know. Is it circus? Like, it's used for things other than that, no? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, you're all over the place here. You're up, you're down, you're in outer space here. This is a lost cause. You got to move on.
Britney Spears.
It has nothing to do with Britney Spears. The lost cause. Zynga. Remember Zynga? Wow. Farmville. They made Disco Loco. All right. Let's get a feeling for the upcoming state-of-the-art games on TikTok. Disco Loco 3D. Retention. Retention.
Groovy.
Money. Let's make sweet, some sweet money. Dance. Increase the CPMs. CPMs, are you still on the app? You're still here. Stick around a while. There's nothing better for you to do. This is the best thing you can do right now.
Is it like Guitar Hero?
Shout out Mig Wheels, who is a park ranger from Bancroft, and he says, "You guys entertain me on the long patrols. Go ahead, Mo."
Wow.
Yeah, a go ahead, Mo.
I love it when people listen to this show like at their jobs.
I know, but you have to respond to his go ahead, Mo.
What do you mean? You didn't ask me a question.
No, that's not how it works. Go ahead means the stage is yours, the floor is yours. Go right. ahead.
I love when people listen to our podcast on their jobs, like drivers and
park rangers.
Rangers.
Shout out.
Lil. He has to ask a question.
No, he doesn't. That's the beauty. That's the whole point of go ahead. That's how go ahead works.
Right.
Is you're
just
stuck. Yeah, you're stuck. If go ahead is like do something.
Yeah.
It's on you now.
Yeah. That's when the circus song starts.
It could be. It could be.
New soundboard?
You see, like right now, I could just be like, go ahead, Will.
Oh.
I got nothing. I guess this is a kind of cool idea, right?
Yeah.
You like get it? To play with, like, TikTokers.
So what happens? Yeah. Like, I'm swiping,
yeah,
up, and then in one of my swipes, this game just starts playing.
Maybe.
And I can interact if I want to.
Yeah. Or like if an influencer that you follow, maybe they are playing the game and then you just jump in like a live stream and you play with them.
Oh, whoa. Well, that's actually kind of cool. Maybe. Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Well, you did some serious cable management over here.
Playing some Disco Loco. Yeah, that happened.
You're not, Mo, you're not doing any of this. Will, you're not doing any of this, right?
Not this game.
No.
But I think it's kind of cool.
He does.
I just think it's obvious that there's going to be a pretty severe limitation as to what these games can be.
Of course.
It can't. And then what you're really up against is that people play social games that are a lot better than this.
Yeah, but quality, I think there's a time, like, I wouldn't mind playing this game because if I'm on TikTok, I'm in the bathroom taking a dump.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, it's just random content. This is a bathroom
so
game.
So you're in the bathroom taking a dump, playing Disco with your favorite influencer.
Yeah, could happen.
Really? Like,
the threshold of what games are acceptable, man, lowers. The threshold
we're kind of old to be considering this.
Right. At our advanced age.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're past 100.
Right. So who is this? What age group is this targeted at? What is the cutoff?
I don't know if there's a cutoff. I don't know. Maybe under 20.
Under 20. All right. So you heard it from Will. You're only allowed to partake in this if you're under 20.
Yeah.
After that, get your butt back here to... to Lou later, where you belong. You understand? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you can feel comfortable.
Right. Around people your age.
That's right.
Yeah. did you want to take a break?
Oh, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you to Zydex for sponsoring us. This show runs on Zydex. It wouldn't be happening without Zydex. Willie Doo's streaming PC, which you guys don't actually catch a glance at, but he might show it to you right now, mm-hmm, is a beautiful thing, an absolute piece of art in and of itself. And it's silent, which is key. These guys are known for it. They put together the water cooling. You don't need to hear it. If you work in any type of environment where that might matter, you're going to care about these things. I mean, even if you're not in any kind of specialized environment, it's nice when your PC isn't screaming at you. Plus, it keeps the temps down. They're going to put together your workstations like Willie Doo's if you want to get into the streaming, but they're also going to put together your gaming PCs. Obviously, you can see some of the options that are available there, and they're all going to look amazing, whatever your style happens to be. We've been using their products for a long time around here, their builds, and every single time they came through for us. Every single time we've been impressed with what they've put together. And none more so than Willie Doo's most recent build. He hit them up. He said, here's the specifics. He hit them up. He said, I'm doing the streaming. He said, it's a big show. It's a show called Lou Later. And they said, what? What are you talking about? They said, what is this show you speak of?
And I was stressing out about the time. And then they were quick about it.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Was it like a 1 week turnaround?
That's insane. When you look at the system that he got in that amount of time, that's absolutely wild. So shout out to the guys at Zydex. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show.
Zydex specializes in custom liquid cooled PCs. You might have seen their mastery on Unbox Therapy. If you're looking for a laptop or desktop for gaming, video editing, or just a PC to answer emails, they've got you covered. Zydex has a lifetime desktop warranty. This means if your $1,000 GPU blows up, they've got you covered. They run extensive testing and offer many customization options like laser etching and paint jobs. You can chat live with the experts at Zydex.com to build your next custom PC. Go check them out at Zydex.com.
Yeah, definitely go check those guys out, man. Beautiful stuff over there. We got an update courtesy of the community sent this in just moments ago. These are tweets from about a half an hour ago on Elon's Twitter. Tesla is building a hardcore litigation department where we will directly initiate and execute lawsuits. The team will report directly to me. Please send 3 to 5 bullet points describing evidence of exceptional ability. Justice@tesla.com. You got to believe this is in some kind of response to these recent allegations. I mean, it's not just these recent allegations. It was there's also worker condition stuff that's been. He's just saying more lawyers. Yeah. We're short on lawyers right now, and 3 to 5 bullet points describing evidence of exceptional ability. Forget your resume.
Just give me
three to five bullet points as evidence of exceptional ability. I did this. I did that. I did that.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's it. That's all he needs.
And then he goes on to reply to his own tweet in order to say, my commitment. We will never seek victory in a just case against us, even if we will probably win. And next point, we will never surrender or settle an unjust case against us, even if we will probably lose. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I think what he's trying to say here, and it's got to have something to do with this recent conversation around paying money to have to sweep something under the rug, whatever it was, $250,000 or
right.
The thing he had on earlier that there had been a case.
The flight attendant.
Was it related to the flight attendant? Because then that person's not quiet anymore. But anyway, whatever. There was a remain quiet sum of money.
Yeah.
Which is, and I guess by saying this, that will never happen. Even if we're going to lose, we won't settle an unjust case. In other words, maybe suggesting that the time they did settle was unjust, but they settled for the wrong reasons and it's new rules going forward. He might be trying to imply that. I'm not saying I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I know, but he may be trying to imply that in the past, hey, I have settled unjust cases in order to avoid the legal consequences.
Right.
Which is
the backlash. And
yeah. Like I said, is a pretty commonplace scenario or occurrence. And then also the first part, we will never seek victory in a just case against us. But that's a tougher one because then you're being accused of something, mm-hmm. and then
you
become the arbiter. You're deciding if it's just or not. And obviously, if you're being accused of something, then the other group making the accusation believes they are the just ones. This is how arguments occur.
Right.
So, but either way, I think it is some kind of a statement about their approach to legal endeavors going forward. Mm-hmm. We have a new update 4 minutes ago, live tweeting, live updates. Please include links to cases you have tried. And that gets back to those 3 to 5 bullet points. What you done, sir?
Yeah.
What you done been doing?
Show me 3 to 5.
What are your 3 to 5 bullet points, Mo? That describe your evidence of exceptional ability.
Yeah. Thumbnails, my laughs on this show, and the financial advice I provide.
Wow. I thought you weren't an advisor, though.
I'm not.
Oh,
I just
baby.
Provide something.
Oh, baby.
Elon was on like a Finance Time or some like live show, mm-hmm. where he did a Q&A, and he was hinting at this where he was saying that like they expect a lot of lawsuits with the full self-driving. So that and he even in that was like, we're always going to do the right thing no matter.
Man, so how many lawyers just got hired? Are we talking a dozen or like 100? I have no idea.
You're right, I actually don't know.
How many lawyers do you need?
It might be a law firm.
You might be right, actually, because
kind of like Apple.
You buy a whole law firm?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It looked like he's hiring, but you also have a. Did he reply? Did you see the top tweet there from Chad Hurley? Hey, Elon Musk, stop horsing around and close this Twitter deal. We all want a happy ending. You see what he's doing there? No.
No.
Accusation, massage.
Oh.
I'll buy you a horse.
Oh, right.
He's trying to be timely and make a joke about...
it went over my head, but...
Accusations. Co-founder YouTube, Chad Hurley. Shout out Chad Hurley. We're on YouTube right now, Mo. I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Alphabet.
A giant Ford-based mega bronc SUV. I saw your build today. Gray hardtop. I saw it today.
Did you really?
Yep, I saw it. Maybe it was you. Maybe you've been lying this whole time.
You snag a pic?
Mega Bronc SUV revealed with monster price custom. Heavy-duty off-roader has a super-sized price. Ooh, and you're holding off on the reveal here.
I like it.
Look at that.
What?
Whoa, it's just like a truck.
That's an F-150. like
2,500?
Oh.
Like the...
The bigger
really
one?
The really long one?
And it's got a Bronco grill and a Bronco emblems everywhere?
Uh-huh. But it looks very seamless. Look at that.
Wait a sec. They're not selling this. This is somebody did this. Somebody made this. Somebody modded the thing.
They called it the Mega Bronc.
Mega Bronc. I kind of like it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, they had to get that grill in there. And... But the thing about it is the back, I mean, you don't really have an SUV. You still have a pickup truck with a bed cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see what the interior looks like. Did he do anything to the interior? North Carolina-based custom truck shop Mega Rex Trucks has revealed a Ford Bronco-inspired heavy-duty SUV. Oh, they're calling it an SUV. Okay, let's see what they did on the inside. 40-inch mud train tires, 20-inch wheels. Look at that in pink. Mega Bronc or Cyan or whatever it is. Upgraded Dana 60 axles and a steel front bumper among the other mechanical modifications. The truck is equipped with the F-250 6.7 liter power stroke diesel V8 425 horsepower. Oh my God, it is. They took out the back wall and they made it an SUV.
Look how much leg room there is.
Yeah, they pushed the seat. They pushed the seat into the bed of the truck.
Kobu would love this.
That's cool. Yeah, no, I had a feeling they might have done something like that if they're calling it an SUV. It has a removable hard top. Well, yeah, you could take the bed cover off. Do we have more photos, Will? I'm very interested. I might have to pick this up.
Wait, what was I thinking? The 2500. This is the F-250.
Yeah, 2500 is the Ram version.
The Ram. Yeah, 2.5, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the bigger truck. That's it? That's all the photos? Come on. No.
Will,
no,
does this have drain plugs?
I don't think so.
Somebody was shouting that Jeeps have had drain plugs forever. I think they were pissed at you for that.
But it was mainly for me to...
They're like, just get a Jeep. What's the matter?
I know, I should. They're like, what? I should.
Oh, well, are you going to order one more car? Don't you have enough yet?
Not enough.
He just keeps getting on the hook for more and more
He's got three cars coming at different times. He's like, uh-oh. He's like, guys, I think I have a problem.
Yeah, I would say so.
They all come at the same time.
Yeah. So get us some, can you just do a Google on that? Click there. I just want to see if we have any better interior photos. I really might be.
I'm
curious about the idea of turning a truck into an SUV.
The complications. Oh.
Oh yeah, with the top off there. Okay, that's what I wanted to see. So you take the rear panel off, that's what it looks like. That is cool.
Like the Bronco.
I might have to do this.
Yours?
Well, I don't think I can do it to mine, can I? I think I just have to
get a new one.
Oh, so that's the third row. So you have four captain's chairs, and then you have a bench in the back. So you're seating seven, aren't you, Will?
Yes.
Whoo, that's useful. I'm gonna have to go for that. Can I fold everything down if need be and all that?
What
a beast.
I don't really know.
I thought this was your thing, Will. I thought you were a big Bronco guy. I thought you knew everything about trucks and 4x4s and V8s. I thought that was your thing.
Oh, well, I'm learning slowly. Okay.
That's fine. I could appreciate
that. Yeah, you could see the size comparison. I mean, the Bronco up close is pretty big.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The pictures don't really do it justice, but it's way bigger.
So did they put a price on it, this Mega Bronc?
Let me see here.
They said it's going to be expensive, but I didn't actually see a price. Maybe they just leave it at that.
I believe this is a custom.
$224,950. Yeah, that's serious. That's serious money. Cool.
Oh man.
This Facebook page is dedicated to reckless eating, and here are 30 of the most cursed posts. Reckless eating. Is this like combinations of food that you shouldn't combine?
Yeah.
Like ice cream and beer.
Was it Blurst? on Reddit.
Yeah. If you have a weak stomach, you may want to avert your eyes now. But if you're a adventurous eater, this piece may be right up your alley. Reckless eating, the new trend. Are you a reckless eater? Or?
Yeah, I would say I'm a reckless eater.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see what we got here. Number one, gingerbread house. Some people have a gingerbread house. I have a Pizza Hut. That's definitely cursed. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything to do with that. The shape.
You don't want a slice?
No, the shape of it bothers me quite a bit. I had this delicious omelet this morning. I seasoned the eggs with sugar, oil, and chocolate and threw in a little flour.
Just made a cake.
An omelet cake.
When your sins are just too many. Oh, that's the holy.
Yeah, it's bread, right?
Wafers.
That's communion. Yeah, communion toast crunch. Oh,
my God. Oh, no. Is that wine?
That's wine.
I mean, it's definitely meant to look like wine for sure.
Eating it like cereal?
Yeah. Wow. Nice try, Mom. Wow.
This is actually well made.
The healthy version of the Big Mac and fries. But
the fries got me.
Well, actually, those apple fries would be pretty good. The burger one looks like a lot of work, but the apple one I feel like is probably doable, right? You just carve out the apple, cut the fries in there. You can do that.
Make a little M.
Oh, don't you dare. A tomato and its grandpa. Mo.
These are so funny. Yeah, they're like puns, so like saggy. Picture puns.
Yeah, I hear you. My gummy vitamins melted together, so I'm just going to take a bite out of this every day instead of letting them go to waste. I don't know if you want to take a whole bite. That. And also, if it melted together in the plastic container, I don't know how good of an idea that is. Oh, we can't be doing that. No, we can't be doing that. Because there's residue in there. There's residue in there.
Deodorant, Gatorade.
I feel like you can't completely clean that. He has a deodorant stick that's been emptied out, Old Spice, and then he makes it frozen Gatorade.
And it's blue.
Pop.
And it's blue.
A Gatorade pop. It's probably delicious. It's just a container, right? You've barely touched your Sonic limited edition curry. Ooh. No thanks. Just can't be blue. That's it.
Deep blue.
Simple rules here. Food in the shower. Nope. No dice.
Oh, have you guys ever done this?
Wait.
The Budweiser I'm kind of okay with.
Well, my friends have said there's a thing called a beer shower. Or it's what you do for have a hangover cure.
Just have a beer in the shower.
Shower in the morning.
Oh, okay.
The beer doesn't bother me as much. I feel like you can kind of contain it. But the nuggets just...
With the dipping sauce.
The nuggets the and dipping just sauce. Sitting on the... I mean, let's please not do that one. Shrek onion flavored milk chocolate. Get the hell out of here. No way.
There's multiple flavors.
There's more back there.
No way. No, thank you. And cotton candy covered pickle.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Not as bad as it looks. This. Not as bad as it looks. This is sushi, but instead it's a hot dog. On the inside, but you still have the rice and the wrapper. And ice cream chicken sandwich. Doable. Totally doable.
Yeah.
Totally doable. It's like chicken. It's like chicken and waffles. It's sweet. Sure. Yeah, it's savory. not a problem at all.
Bacon Oreos.
That's not bad.
Oreos in a blanket?
Yeah, it's probably all right. It's probably all right.
It's like
this is the no. A meal on a Caesar.
I don't get down with that. Shout out Daylife Stream has a question for Will, by the way.
Okay.
Is your love for oats the reason you named Otis? Otis.
Might be one reason.
Yeah. Because you've been milking the oats recently.
By hand.
Oh, I still gotta get that together.
The milk test. The milk test.
Yeah.
The great milk test of 2022. Caesar salad with no lettuce. That's disgusting.
The quietly, that's disgusting. This took
that's
me a
pretty
second
efficient.
To understand. No. No.
Pita bread as the mass and stuffing the...
No.
Mass with... meat in the
oh
mouth.
Man
no
funny though
no
I can get with that.
Nope. Nope.
No.
Why?
I would
spam it in the cookie.
Have you guys done spam anywhere?
I've done spam.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good.
Everybody in the chat. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Listen, I don't know. It's probably anything is fine. If I'm starving, I'm doing all of it. So whatever. But
yeah.
Yeah, sure. Fries and hot dogs on a pizza. Yeah, I don't care. It's hard to do a pizza wrong.
That's true.
Will, how many do you have here? 1,000? Like, what are we doing here?
Is it 30, Mo?
It's 40.
So 40, I think. 40? Okay, I think we get the idea. And for those that want to follow up, they can go through the entire bunch.
Yeah, boardpanda.com.
And
weird
can,
food,
all the
reckless
cursed,
eating.
All the reckless eating.
Okay, fine.
Behind the scenes of B&Q's flip ad, literally flipping a 24-ton, six-story cube. Who is B&Q?
Oh, I don't know who B&Q is, but they're inside that box?
Yeah.
Yes. You might like this, Mo. It's
so
cinema.
It's going to be like what? Like an earthquake or what? Well, just play it.
Yeah. It's the same technique they have in Inception.
Inception, yeah.
Just when the rooms
fighting
flipping
the
all over the place.
Hallway. Hmm.
They got to build an entire contraption around this thing.
Yeah. So it's already...
Oh, sorry.
Everybody's got to be rigged
inside.
Up.
So they have a play-by-play. There's two angles. And you can see the room flipping while this main character is running through the room. And everything's falling apart. And the cameramen are following her outside of the room. And it's a whole, like...
oh, my God.
Cinematic, like, you know.
Yeah, and then everything else is composited in after.
Very cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well done.
They got to choreograph everything with the timing and everything like that.
And yes. The cameraman's dealing with the environment changing.
So they got a new house and a new yard and everything? So that's what happened there?
I still don't know who B&Q is.
So real estate or...
Insurance, maybe?
Yeah, who has the money for these type of ads? British multinational DIY and home improvement company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess it's all like right. Home Depot. So it was just a quick reno. All she had to do was climb out the.
That's all she had to do.
That's all.
Leave your backyard.
Yeah, she's like, I hate this place. Get rid of it all. I'm just gonna
leave her family behind.
Yeah, forget about them. I'm just gonna climb through here.
Oh, the cameraman fell.
Oh
or,
yeah,
I guess
for sure.
His like grip or assistant.
Actually, no, the cameraman did an amazing job.
Yeah,
but you know what? Like, when the room flipped, I guess everything was glued to the floor.
How? It slid all over the place.
I mean, this room. Because she went into
oh, yes, you're
another
right.
room.
Yes, that's probably true. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's even standing, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's pretty cool.
Well done. Yeah.
A British man gets wiped out by a bus, then gets straight up and proceeds to enter the pub like it was nothing. Okay. Just another day. Oh, holy.
No, this man's concussed.
Yeah, he's in shock or something. Yeah. He just.
Dude, his head cracked the window.
This other guy's coming like, hey, I better check on that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta go in this pub here. Same with the bus driver. Oh, no. He's not in the pub. He's in the doorway, I think.
Yeah, maybe he kind of passed out.
Okay, let's get a replay on that. So,
no. Oh my God, dude, his head broke
the glass.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it does. It is amazing that he's able to get up at all.
Yeah, it is.
Even if he's in shock or whatever.
The pub thing, I don't know about.
No.
Maybe it's a Reddit thing.
No, it's definitely a Reddit thing. But let's see the impact one last time here. He's lucky to be alive.
Oh, man.
He's lucky to be alive. what is happening in this scenario? Why is that bus coming with that type of steam around the corner there? Doesn't it seem like too much steam?
Yeah. And
he lost control of it. Like, he was going to hit the building regardless of the guy. So much steam coming around there.
Oh.
You know what? You never cross the road assuming that drivers are going to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A bus, it's all these.
You feel like it's so separate.
Well, or that they're going to see you.
Yeah.
Or that they haven't lost control or whatever. And
I go on walks on roads where there isn't a sidewalk. I'll always walk on the side where you have incoming traffic.
Better chance to be spotted. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Somebody says this is not a Reddit thing. It's a legit story that he walked into the pub afterwards.
Wow.
So.
Well, the idea of it.
But everybody still
trying to get a beer right afterwards.
Not
but he actually walked into a pub to maybe get some cover and get some help, I guess.
Right? Well, maybe or maybe it's true that he was just somehow hit in such a perfect way that he was okay. I guess it's possible, but he also could have just as easily been dead. Just a crazy impact there.
Mm-hmm.
A real-life stop motion.
I've seen this before.
Oh, you've seen this?
Yeah. It was on my Instagram or something, but it's very cool. How does he do it? I still don't really know. The sound effects. He's like pushing this person.
That's a lot of coordination.
It really is. I'm trying to think, is there an easy way of
boom, boom. Oh, that's the killer at the end. Jeez. Took a turn right there.
And a bus comes in.
Took a turn right there. Yeah, so basically what we're looking at here is a guy's holding a camera out and sort of manipulating the environment, including another character, but by using his hand in front of the camera lens.
Kind of like pinch zoom style.
Yeah, and creating a stop motion effect. I guess that they...
Do you think that she's doing this and then he's just
maybe
separate layers? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because if this is all done
in one shot,
that's really amazing. Impressive. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because his pinches have to map with zooms. I mean,
I don't know.
It's really hard to tell.
I think it's separate layers as well. I think it's added after the fact, but it's still convincing.
Still well done.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know to what extent you can exploit it, how many of these.
Right, yeah.
But it is a cool little hack or technique or something. Yeah.
All right, last one.
Last one. What happens when a rock is thrown into a volcano from a height?
Just a height.
I'm going to guess it's an explosion of some kind. Ooh.
Keep watching.
That's quite a height. So it penetrates
what seems to have a
hardened crust on the outside of the volcano. And so it creates a perforation.
It's like, you made me mad.
Yeah.
I like Will's
opening, which turns into an entire...
It just gets bigger and bigger.
And wow. Wow.
Think about that happening underneath it.
That is just...
Constant.
Yeah.
The heat you can't even imagine.
A little stone.
It created a big enough opening to give it a chance.
Uh-huh.
What's really crazy about this is when you look at the volcano, when it does have the hardened top on it, it looks unimpressive.
Just
you can't appreciate the power, and then the rock hits.
Until it's been unleashed.
And you go, oh, right, that is very dangerous and powerful. And the idea of just... Lava. Of just mushy, hot lava's crazy, man.
Yeah. It's what happens when I eat too much.
Somebody says the rock says to the volcano, go ahead.
Go ahead, volcano. Yeah. Thank you to everybody who joined us here today. Thank you for all the super chats as usual. Thank you to Mo for keeping it together and pulling himself out of the crevice in the couch there and inflating himself to 50% for this episode. Shout out to Will for a couple of cool finds there at the end. and everything else that he does to make this show possible. I guess we won't see you for a little bit. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone gets a little bit of outdoor time. Maybe you lie in the grass. Maybe you feel some sun. Maybe you spend some time with some loved ones. Maybe you catch up on some loo later if you need to as you clean up around the house. It's completely up to you. What a time to be alive. We'll see you very soon. Later, guys.